What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Mater Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, Jess Kelly is also joining us to answer your tech questions, but also to tell us about the new Samsung Galaxy S21 Ultra. You've had it for a week, Jess. How's it going?
It's great, Pat. Look, I am a big fan of the Samsung phones. Last week when I was talking to you, we were kind of humming and hawing if there is enough difference between the S20 and the S21 to warrant an upgrade if you do have last year's model. As you said there, I'm a week in with the phone and there are a few things that stand out. Firstly, because this is the Ultra model, it's very big. There are four cameras on the back, which makes it ever so slightly top heavy and similar to the iPhone 12 Pro Max. When I did the review of that phone, I said the same thing to you. This has a 6.8 inch screen, so it's big and it's a little bit bulky. The reason why it's so big, firstly, you get an incredible screen to watch your Netflix, your YouTube. If you are working from the device, if you're looking at Excel spreadsheets and so on, it's fantastic. Internally, the model that I have has 12 gigs of RAM, which is just mind-blowing. And then there's 256 gigs of storage inside. So you have more than you could possibly need in terms of your storage when you partner that along with the cloud storage and so on. The cameras, as I mentioned there, there's a few of them. There's four cameras and they do take brilliant images. Now, last night, me being me, what I did was I took out the iPhone 12 Pro Max, the S21 Ultra, the S20 and the Google Pixel 5. These are four phones that we've spoken about, Pat, over the last few months. Mm-hmm. And I did a bit of a sort of a test on people on Twitter and Instagram. And to be honest, a lot of people said that the camera on the 12 Pro Max looked better. The colours looked more real. The detail was a bit sharper. But I have to say, looking at it in my hand on photographs, particularly low light photographs that I was taking, the detail on the S21 Ultra is fantastic. But I think that just sort of hammers home the point that if you are buying a high end phone, so like an iPhone 12 or an S21, you really will be splitting hairs to try and find which is better in terms of getting great images. Any of the photographs I took looked fantastic, but that is just one thing to be mindful of. One thing I had mentioned to you, Pat, when we were previewing this was that the S21 Ultra would have the S Pen compatibility. Yeah. And that's the key word there, compatibility not included in the box. So when the box arrived to my house here last Tuesday, I opened it out. There was no plug. So plugs are gone by the wayside. There was the cable, but there was no S Pen. So if you want to have the S Pen, the stylus, you need to buy that as an added extra.
Can also, you store it on the phone, though, if you buy it?
No. And this was the part that made me really kind of furrow my brow even more than it already is, because you can't. So the idea is that if you buy this, then you also can buy a particular cover for the Ultra that then has somewhere for the pen to kind of sit in alongside the phone. But I know myself, and as careful as I am with my stuff, that pen is going to go walkies within a matter of weeks, if not sooner. So that is slightly disappointing. Also, it doesn't have the functionality that you and I really like on the Note range, which is when you take the pen out of the Galaxy Note, you can kind of hover over the calendar, for example, and it would magnify things. The Ultra doesn't do that. It literally just lets you draw onto the screen. But that is somewhat disappointing. And it'll be interesting to see now if Samsung does continue the Note range. There was some speculation that they wouldn't, but fingers crossed that they do, because I think it would be a loss to lose that feature entirely for the business customers, very much so. But overall,
okay, and you have this, you like it a lot.
Yes, that's the bottom line. Yes.
New Galaxy Buds Pro. What do you make of them?
Yeah, again, I'm a huge fan of the Galaxy Buds Live, which was last year's version. And this year's version has gone back somewhat to the original design of the Galaxy Buds. So they're quite big in comparison to the little sort of cashew nut design of last year's model. The sound quality is fantastic. The noise cancelling is amazing. I've been wearing them here while I've been working from home, and they are brilliant. The only thing I would say is they're not as comfortable as last year's model. I kind of find that I can't wear them for as long as I normally wear my headphones, because the silicon shape of them, it just kind of hurts the inside of my ear ever so slightly. So that is something to be mindful of. This is not a universal pair of headphones that will suit everybody's ears, which is a little bit disappointing because they are €240. But if you are someone who wants the best sound quality, incredible call quality, and that great level of noise cancelling, they are definitely worth looking at. But I think I might stick with my Galaxy Buds Live for now.
Okay, I'll fire some questions at you. I currently have the Samsung Note Ultra 5G. Is there enough of an update in the S21 Ultra to warrant a change?
No, absolutely not. Your device that you have now has 5G. It actually looks very similar in design to the S21. So no, I wouldn't be budging it.
Looking for a tablet for an 8-year-old for general schoolwork and basic games and Netflix, will not be online bar for logging schoolwork. We have the Amazon Fire. It's a bit slow and not huge money. Thanks, Emil.
I would look at something like the Lenovo M10, or you can get the Samsung Galaxy Tab A. Now, the Tab A is slightly more expensive, but both of those would definitely do the job.
Ask Jess, please, about the best Wi-Fi extender. That's from John.
The one that I've been recommending sort of nonstop over the last little while is the Tenda Nova Mesh System. And the reason I recommend this over one of the more traditional Wi-Fi extenders is that they work kind of similarly in that you put one in one part of the house and another in another part of the house. But with the mesh system, you're kind of creating almost Venn diagrams that overlap each other, meaning that you don't have any dead zones of coverage in your home. And the M3 version is down, it's under €100 at the moment. So that would be my recommendation.
What's a good phone for a 92-year-old, easy to use, touchscreen, light, and with WhatsApp? That's from John. Well, anyone with a number can get WhatsApp, but there you go.
Yeah, like any basic smartphone would be good to go. Like, I think if you could get one of the basic Nokia models, they tend to have good big screens. They're very sturdy to use in the hand and you can get WhatsApp on them. So if you look, the way the Nokia phones work is that the lower the number, sort of the cheaper the phone. So the Nokia 1, the Nokia 3.2, that type of thing would be ideal for that person. Mm-hmm.
Jim wants to know if you can help. My data is on XL97 on an old computer. My new computer has XL2010 and is too slow to recognise the old 97. I have transferred the data by memory stick. That's from Jim.
What I would try and do is, so you have it on a memory stick. So what I would do is I would plug in the memory stick to your laptop or your computer, drag the files onto your desktop, then go to Google Drive. So if you don't have a Gmail account, set up a Gmail account and go into Google Drive, drag the files from your desktop into Google Drive, and then see if they can convert the files to the newer version using the version of Excel that's in Google Drive. So there's a few steps to it, but that's what I would do to try and get it to work.
Does Jess know of any phone plan that includes Spotify Premium? I'm just out of contract. I was on Vodafone Red, so I could switch to any other provider. That's from Fiona.
Off the top of my head, I don't, but there are so many different sort of gimmies and throw-ins and add-ons from the different mobile networks. So just do a scoot around. What I would suggest, though, is maybe look at some of the 30-day rolling contracts rather than signing up to a bill just to get Spotify for free. Because if you go on to a 30-day rolling contract, that could cost you, say, €20 a month, if not less, saving you money on a phone bill, which then you could use to buy Spotify Premium.
Kerry listener, my Samsung tablet is very slow to charge and can take all night. Any solution? Either the battery is gone or maybe the cable's faulty, I don't know.
Yeah, it depends on what tablet it is. As you said, the battery could be dead. But what I would look and see is if you're using the proper plug for the device, because although we all have these plugs that might have the hole for the USB cable, they're not all the correct wattage for the device you're trying to charge. So say, for example, if you're trying to charge your tablet with a plug that's being designed for, say, a Fitbit or a wearable or something with a much smaller battery capacity, it may be causing issues. So it may give you some juice, but it'll charge very slowly. And that actually also isn't good for the battery over time as well. So try and find the original charger that came with the tablet and see if that improves it. And if not, unfortunately, the battery might be dead.
Could you ask Jess, what would you recommend to replace a one-year-old iPhone 7, which regularly cuts off in the middle of calls?
Well, the fact that it's 1 year old and that's not happening, I wonder, is it a secondhand phone that, you know, sometimes the refurbished phones and so on, that could be an issue. I think if you want to stick with iPhone, the iPhone SE is incredibly good value. This is the one that they brought out last year or perhaps the year before, and it's fantastic. It has a lovely design. It looks quite comfortable in the hand. It has brilliant spec, but it's considerably cheaper than the other iPhone models, so you don't necessarily have to go and pay out for an iPhone 10, 11 or 12. So I would look at the iPhone SE.
This one from Stephen. He says, I've currently two phones. One is for work, one is private, but I want to integrate them into one device. My choices seem to be Huawei P30 or Samsung S20 or 21. I'm currently using the Huawei P20 for work. What would you recommend I do? This is the idea of putting two different SIMs into a two SIM phone.
Yeah, exactly it. I would probably go for the S20. The S21 is a fantastic phone, and if you are looking to upgrade and maybe future-proof yourself and treat yourself, go with the S21. But my main phone at the moment is a Samsung Galaxy S20, and I'm not rushing off to upgrade that phone. It's still a fantastic phone. You'll probably get it on a good deal at the moment because the S21 has come out. So take a look at the spec and the prices, more importantly, and see if you think it is worth investing in the S21. But I would definitely go Samsung over Huawei at the moment.
Would Jess recommend the Galaxy Tab S6 from Patrick?
Yeah, that's on my wish list of, you know, tech devices I would love to have. There's a newer version, the S7 as well, but they are fantastic tablets. They are incredibly powerful, very easy to use. They also, I think you can get the S Pen to go along with it as well. So say if you like drawing, or if you want to, I don't know, do work documents or anything like that, the pen works very well with it. So yes, I would highly recommend it.
Another one here. Do I need antivirus with my Microsoft Defender? Also, do I need to be on Microsoft Edge for protection? Is Microsoft Defender, in other words, enough, or do you need more?
It should be okay. Again, it depends on, you know, what you're doing and what you're looking to be protected from. On the Microsoft Edge question, no, you can use like Chrome or whatever you want to use. I have said before, I have AVG on all of my devices, and every now and then I'll just run it just to be safe. But no, I wouldn't say you need to be overly cautious, unless of course this is a work device, or if you are, you know, someone who's self-employed and you have a lot of very important files and you're more prone perhaps to whether it is like a virus or a cyber attack, or, you know, all that kind of stuff. But in general, I would say Microsoft Defender is fine, and then use whatever web browser you want.
Okay, well, that's all we have time for, Jess. Jess Kelly, thank you very much for joining us.